99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Adam wants to buy Ashley socks, and he's on the phone right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Why?
Morning. Well, what can I say?
Research?
Huge fan, and just sort of my thing, sort of my interest. It's a little offshoot of AJ's, I would say, as far as feet.
All right. You're a huge fan.
Right.
Of Ashley or of the show?
Well, all of it.
Right? Oh, okay.
All of it.
But you wouldn't want Phil's socks?
No. No.
Absolutely
one does.
Not.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I barely want my own socks, so I get it.
Yeah.
We were told to keep them on.
Okay. All right. I get it. So you have a foot fetish, but not for dudes, just girls.
Correct.
Would this be the first pair of socks in your collection?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, you seem too confident about it.
Yeah, seriously, that's not a one-time thing for you. Yeah.
But I like that about you.
Yeah.
You make it less weird because you're like, yeah.
It's me.
This
Whatever.
Is it. This is it. It is what it is.
It's my hobby.
Not hurting anyone.
Right.
He's got a hobby. Yeah. So how many pairs of socks do you have in your collection?
Probably 15 or so.
15 or so.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Right. And I'm guessing they're from, you know, like past girlfriends or... This would be the first pair of celebrity socks. Celebrity with air quotes.
Exactly. First celebrity. Others were old girlfriends, other friends, things like that. And some were just random.
Wait, other
random
other friends. What do you mean? Like girls?
Like coworkers, things like that.
How do you get one from a coworker?
Did you buy them?
I did buy some. Some were just given to me because I was just talking about it, my footage and everything else, and they just said, hey, you know what?
Hold on. Adam, can you talk into the mouthpiece, please?
Sorry.
There we go.
Some were just given to me. Others I've just bought.
Wait, when they were given to you, how did that come about? You were talking about other socks that you've collected, and they said, well, if you'd like mine, here you go. Or it was a birthday gift, or how do you get those?
I actually did get one on Christmas.
Nice.
One pair.
Who gave you that?
Some years ago. It was a coworker.
Nice. I know what he wants.
But wait, the coworker that gave it to you, it was those socks belong to her or someone else said?
They were hers.
Okay.
Right. That was her gift to you.
All right. So all the socks that you have in your collection, you got directly from that person, from the source.
Correct.
Okay. So you didn't go into someone's drawer or you didn't say, hey, can you get me, you know.
I'll do your laundry while you're on vacation.
Yeah. Oh, look.
The dryer. You might be missing a few socks.
Yeah. The dryer ate the socks again. Yeah.
Oh, the sock monster. Damn
it.
Ah!
Mm.
Now, do you want these socks in pairs or do you get them individual or it doesn't matter?
I mean, ideally a pair. That would be
Right in the lift, yes.
And then you want them unwashed or washed?
Preferably unwashed.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Right.
As Ashley was saying before, seasoned.
Right. Actually, hers are extra crispy.
That's not funny, AJ. I shower.
Well, so hey,
like
tap dancing across the floor.
Day two. Day three, what day is it? So,
what? Was there a point that you were listening on the show that you thought, yes, I want her socks? Was there something she said?
It was. It was literally going back a few months, that day one, day two. And then I was like, you know, why not? I'm like, she's gorgeous. I love the show. Love everything. But I'm like, that could go well in a collection.
Do you like any socks? Do you like ankle socks, big socks, the fluffy ones that you wear around like for Christmas?
Right. I feel about slippers.
Preferably like the shorter ankle socks, but it varies. There's all types. I have some Christmas socks, et cetera.
Right.
Yeah.
It has to be a certain amount of days, though, when you want them, right? Like she just wore them, like, one day.
No, but did you hear what he said? Like, when she said day one, day two, wearing socks?
Yeah.
He was like, huh.
I'm in. Okay.
So
I'm in.
If she wore them all week, you would totally dig that.
No, but do you like that, or is there a line?
Yeah, there's got to be a line somewhere.
Like a pizza. There could be a pizza with too much cheese, right?
I've yet to get there, but the max anybody I've known has ever worn was a week.
A week?
A week.
And do you have that pair in your collection?
I do.
Wards
okay,
of vampires.
So here's the next question. When you're enjoying your collection,
okay,
do you take, you know, a pair like, oh, yeah, still has it? Or if you're upset, like, oh, this will calm me down.
Right, like an inhaler.
It's like, yeah. Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet.
Yeah, like an inhaler, yeah.
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 Yeah. Not that
yeah, a little bit of both.
Okay.
Okay, good.
All right.
At least you're honest.
It calms you.
Yeah.
It's calming.
Right.
Do you make, like, tea?
It's like a comfort food.
No, because you would ruin it.
Yeah, then. You ruin it, yeah.
Toe
yeah.
tea.
Wow. This is cool.
I am totally not into it.
I love that he's very open about
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah.
You know?
He's cool with it.
It took AJ, you know, 15 years to start talking about it on the air openly.
Well, you just have to own it. You just get to a point in life and you're like, you know what? Just own it with everything. The older you get, the less you care.
That's, yeah.
You know.
Sarah in Bristol.
Hi, guys.
Hello,
hi.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Thank you guys for having me on. Do you guys remember Tony Atlas? He was a wrestler in the former WWF.
Yeah.
I remember the name. Okay. I can't picture his face right now, but yes.
Yeah. So I recall going to an autograph signing with him, and this was later in his career when he was doing, like, independent wrestling. And he had a T-shirt on, and let me remind you, there were kids there with a woman's foot on his face. And so naturally I had to ask, and he was very into women's feet on his face. Very
oh, wow.
into foot fetish.
They called him Matt.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah, exactly. Right. It was pretty gross. And I couldn't believe he wore a T-shirt like that to a kid's autograph signing.
That's when you're looking for it.
Yeah, but he's also Tony Atlas.
You're advertising.
He can feel like a cheese omelet. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. I got to tell you, the topic today turned my stomach. But you know what? I guess there's something for everybody, right?
Yeah. No, I think you're right. There is. And I'm glad that Adam was able to come on and talk about it. We're
exactly.
going to go to him right now. I have one more. Thank you, Sarah. I have one more question for Adam, and then Ashley could ask whatever, and then she'll have her decision. Was there a point in your life where you realized, oh, this is a thing? How old were you?
I was about my mid-teens, I would say, like 13, 14.
Okay. Right around that time where hair starts sprouting out everywhere.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Ears, eyebrows get darker.
Raging. Yes, exactly.
That's what I was
right.
thinking.
Eyebrows, right. Eyebrows.
Voices get deeper.
Yep. Yeah. And then what was it? Was it you were at camp or you were at the beach or what happened?
It was actually just partial, like, of just like going to the beach, and then actually, like, my teachers would be barefoot sometimes. And then they would, like, leave their socks underneath the desk. Like, they'd be going, they would, like, on lunch or something like that, they would jog and then leave the socks there. But then you could, like, smell it. And I'd be, like, sitting in the front. I'm like, oh, my God. But then, like, oh, getting all these weird feelings. I don't know.
That's
and
great.
And then, of course, then I'm.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right. So they schooled you.
I love anyone who could be honest about everything.
Right.
All right. Ashley, you have a question?
Well, I was just wondering what kind of foot shape you prefer, because people's feet look different.
Have you seen a picture of her foot online? So there's two questions. Do you have a preferred shape, and then have you seen her feet?
I have not seen Ashley's. I'm just totally going shooting in the dark on that.
Ashley, take the deal before you look.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
All right, and is there a preferred shape?
She's got cucumber toes.
no really preferred shape. You know, I have socks from people who had wide feet, some, you know, small, larger, everything up from like 6 to 12.
This is great.
Yeah, but you don't want a nasty foot, like, you know, a sock from a nasty foot.
My question specifically relates to that second toe. Some people's second toe is like long and skinny.
All right, hold on. This is good. Can you hold on one more break?
Sure.
All right, because, you know, we're enjoying ourselves here. Then Ashley's got to give an answer. But this is going to be weird. So the top of the news is going to be Ashley's foot.
Oh, wow.
Jazz and AJ News.
Okay, Baylor won. And a real estate record was set in terms of price not too far from here. We'll get to that in a second. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. First, we've been talking with Adam about Ashley's socks.
Yep.
He has a foot fetish and offered $100 to buy her socks. Anything else you want to ask him, Ashley?
No. I think I got all my questions answered except for that second toe question.
The second toe.
I'm just curious. I'm curious because, like, some people have a very long, slender, skinny second toe, you know?
Like a supermodel second toe.
Right. So some people's feet just go bleh, and then some people, like, have a nice little curve to them. I was just wondering what he preferred.
Definitely prefer the longer one.
What do you have?
I don't have that.
No. No, hers, all right, the offer just went down to $75.
Yeah, what am I doing to myself?
Hers are stuck together.
Do you like when the sock has the footprint on the bottom of it from use?
Yeah.
Like worn.
Yeah.
Oh, you definitely have that.
It's more character.
I like him. He, you're going to someday have a sock museum.
It's true. Well spent, too.
Yeah. AJ, are you a little bit jealous?
No. No, this is his thing.
I think you are deep down.
This is his thing, no.
No, but you're thinking, oh, man, that would actually be kind of cool.
Nah. Mm. I'm not into the socks.
There was a moment.
AJ's got flip-flop mountain at home. He's
exactly
fine.
Right.
He has flip-flop mountain.
I have flip-flop mountain.
But he definitely has a foot fetish.
Yes.
And he's talked about it, and he's open about it.
Right.
And good for him that he's open about it.
Right, but I'm not buying socks and stuff like that.
And look, you're not the only one on the planet. Adam, AJ, like, this is a big deal.
A
it's
lot
the
of
number
folks
one
do.
Fetish listed.
Exactly. It's a thing.
Right.
But Phil, you'll remember this. We were in the production room. We were having a meeting. Pam was here. She was in flip-flops. And AJ found some weird reason to touch her foot. Do you remember that?
He started tickling her foot.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
What happened?
It's just called being goofy, yeah.
Okay.
But you made up some weird rules. She was like, why did you do that? You're like, bare feet on the table. We're like, what?
Okay. Sounds legit.
Is that a rule?
Sounds legit.
Oh, my God.
Please don't laugh so hard you choke. Please. So, Adam, man, good for you, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah.
Like how AJ deflects. Adam.
I got.
All right. So, any other questions for Adam? Because Ashley's going to have to make her decision. I'm good. I just want to have you back all the time.
Yeah,
I think it's great.
I'm fascinated.
You want to buy them per month?
Well, you make it less creepy because you just own it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, all right, Ashley.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, sure. I feel bad. I feel like I'm taking advantage of him a little bit, but I could also use $100. So, sure.
He reached out to you.
He did.
Exactly right.
He reached out to me.
Yeah. You didn't come in a corner somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Buy my socks.
Buy these socks and you die.
Now, do you want to send him some pictures and give him some choices and then you could wear them for a couple days?
Oh, that's great.
See?
Adam, how would you like this done?
Yes.
That is beyond great. That's a first.
See? I
would love it.
Like a menu.
Okay.
What, Ashley?
No, nothing. I just want to know how many days he wants me to wear them first.
Yeah. Season them.
Like 1 day, 2 days.
Oh, you know more than 1 day.
I think a week's a little long.
Whatever your choice is. Few days.
All right.
Few days.
I think, so do you want these socks to start out brand new or do you want them to be...
Right. Do I buy socks like from the store right now?
Or...
No.
No, you want them, they've been with her for a while. So Ashley, you get the 3 pairs of socks you think that you could part with.
Okay.
For $100.
All right.
Send him a picture. He'll pick and then you'll wear them. We'll count down on the show. This is day 2.
Yeah,
whatever the amount of days.
It's the final countdown.
Yeah.
Now, do you want them in a plastic bag sealed?
Oh,
right.
Yeah, the delivery process.
How do you want them delivered? Good question.
All right.
Yeah,
freshness guaranteed.
So I'll do the $100 for Ashley, and then I'll do $100 for a donation of any of your guys' choice.
Nice.
Toy drive.
Thank you.
That's great. Ashley's like, why not me? That's tremendous.
No, that's wonderful.
Do you want them like in a Tupperware?
Yeah. How do you want them delivered?
Yeah.
Packaged?
Just in a little bag and an envelope. Anything that could fit. Small box.
Okay. We're going to put it in a sandwich bag sealed.
Right.
So. Okay.
We're going to get one of those pizza delivery things. So
right. Guaranteed.
Still warm when
it gets
there.
Freshness.
The red bag.
See
the red thermal bag.
Yeah. Guaranteed freshness.
Foot warmth.
All right, Adam, thank you very much for being so honest. You made it a lot of fun.
And your generosity.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.